Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. This is the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, February 26, 2013. We are live each weekday, noon to 1 on the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. It's also a station that has the strongest reach of any of the Tucson News Talk stations. We live stream the show on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And we want to make it very easy for you. If you don't hear the program live, you can hear the program anytime, anywhere on your schedule by visiting buckmastershow.com, where we have the podcast, and we also post to tucsonsentinel.com and tucsoncitizen.com, the Gannett Corporation site, also carrying the Buckmaster Show. And we now have links on the homepage of the Green Valley News and Soharita Sun, that's gvnews.com, and the homepage of Blog for Arizona at blogforarizona.com. We begin this Tuesday afternoon with a newsmaker interview with Mike Hammond. Mike heads up the Tucson-based PICOR Commercial Real Estate Services. Mike will tell us about the Nogales, Sonora, their first master plan community mixing homes and businesses along about a 3-mile stretch of the border. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman will have the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley's got a smile on his face. That means the Dow Jones Industrial Average is probably on the upside. 30 minutes past the hour, gardening expert Phil Cedar talks about one of the most challenging winters on record for garden hobbyists like myself. Is it now time to do some trimming and planting? We'll ask Phil. Then Jen Burdick of RTA. She's the project manager for the city of Tucson for their planned Broadway improvements. She'll be along to talk about a very important meeting Thursday night about the future of one of the city's iconic roadways, Broadway Boulevard. If you have a question or comment, you can join us anytime during the hour by calling us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. Nogales, Sonora's first master plan community is getting really good reviews. Joining me in studio now on the Buckmaster Show is Mike Hammond. Mike is president and CEO of PICOR Commercial Real Estate Services based here in Tucson. And Mike has been working closely with the developer to recruit industry, perhaps some medical tourism into this development, which is called Puerta de León. It's a 2,500 acre development that shares about 3.5 miles of the border with the United States. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Bill. Nice to be here.
It's exciting. This is a project that has all sorts of, I think, very positive implications, not only for Nogales, Sonora, but for us here in southern Arizona. How do you view the scope of this project, Mike?
The scope can be actually viewed in many different, through many different lenses. By the way, it's Puerta de Anza.
Puerta de Anza. I put in León because I think the León family is involved.
Garcia de León,
yes,
is the
but
family
it is
that is
Puerta de Anza. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, the project is a 2,500-acre master plan community in Nogales, Sonora, just east of downtown Nogales. It has 3.5 miles, a little less, 3.5 miles of frontage along the border, and is in the process of providing home sites, providing medical tourist sites, providing industrial sites, commercial and retail sites. Their progress to date has been nothing short of remarkable. They have already constructed approximately 3,000 homes and have 10,000 inhabitants, and they're just under 3 years old. They're, depending on the month, selling anywhere from 50 to 200 homes a month to entry-level Mexican families who are employed mostly in the maquila industry in Nogales, Sonora.
For these folks, this is really, you were showing me before we went on the air some pictures of these homes, and some of these people, Mike, as you know, were living in substandard housing, would be, to put it very mildly, living in shacks, basically, in the hills above Nogales, Sonora, and now having an opportunity to move into a really nice little home for a relative, I guess, something that they can afford, right?
Right. I've taken a number of groups through the project from Tucson, and they are absolutely shocked at a number of things. One is the quality of the home, and second is the price. You can buy this home for approximately $40,000, which is affordable given current interest rates and government support for housing at a level of $500 a month of income. So you find first-time homebuyers, families with a one child, and they have an opportunity to be in a development that's remarkably. It feels remarkably like something you might see in the United States.
It's very positive. And another thing that could be very positive, some new port of entries in that would go directly from the United States into this master plan development. And this has all sorts of implications. And I know you're working on the medical tourism angle to this.
Yes, there is a growing demand, as many of your listeners may know, for medical tourism between Mexico and the United States. And when you have 3.5 miles of border frontage with quality home sites, frankly, on both sides of the border, on the north side you have Keno Springs and a golf course, you can envision doctors, for example, living in the U.S. side with their families and enjoying the benefits of being in the U.S. and either walking or driving across the border in the morning to serve a clientele that can engage in the benefits of having their procedure done in Mexico, which is becoming more and more known for its quality of medical delivery services.
How many of these acres, those 2,500 acres, have they developed already? How many developed?
I believe their current acreage development is around 500 acres. Something I might mention is this project is what's called LEEDS certified under a Mexican acronym that I won't mention. But it is actually a green development. And one of the important spinoffs from that is they obtain, have access to kind of federal attention in a lot of different areas, not just money. So when they talk about tourism, medical tourism, infrastructure needs to build that tourism, they have access not only to their own resources as a family, but also to state and federal resources to make this happen. One of the first times in 25 years of looking at this issue of bypassing Central Nogales that I've seen the right structure in place to really accomplish something that's sorely needed in the area.
And you know, as more and more people live in this planned development, I think it's good for Tucson because, as you know, Mexican tourism and Mexican shopping is so important to our economy, isn't it?
You know, absolutely. These are the big news coming out of Mexico in a positive way these days is the growing middle class. When you look at this project and you see a Project Park that has Wi-Fi, you see solar-powered street lamps, you see all utilities underground, you see a Boys and Girls Club on site and operating, only the second one in the country, and you visualize that purchasing power growing, coming into the United States legally to either spend money or provide services of any kind. I mean, the big news is that growing middle class. It's also growing businesses. And this environment is so different than what many folks on this side of the border view a housing development in Mexico. It is a remarkably a remarkable project, to say the least.
Mike Hammond is with us. He's president and CEO of PICOR Commercial Real Estate Services. He's working with the developers of this project, Puerta de Anza, it's a 3.5 mile project on the Sonora side along the Mexican border. Is the project moving a little faster than you had even hoped for, Mike?
In terms of the housing, I believe even the developer has been very pleasantly surprised at the demand for the housing. What is a little slow is some of the connectors to cross the border and really bring the medical tourism side, the concept together from both sides. Also, their vision is to provide a second, a new port of entry to the east that bypasses totally downtown Sonora. Nogales, Sonora, and Nogales, Arizona, which is a sorely needed bypass. That may take some time. That is somewhat a visionary process now, but they do have the capacity financially and ownership-wise on both sides of the border to make it happen. The housing, good middle-class housing is really what has taken off in a manner that I think, yes, has surprised the developers.
How would you, this push that's been going on, you were saying for 20 or 25 years, you've been looking mm-hmm. at Mexican and mm-hmm. doing this kind of business, but this is the most optimistic you would say you've been about any project on the other side of the border.
Yeah, absolutely. The critical component in increasing business and trade between Arizona and Sonora has always been getting trains, for example, through Nogales. This project has a solution, albeit a long-term solution, but has a solution to bypass downtown Nogales and the trains. It also has a approved grandfathered from, I think, the Spanish land grant border crossing. Now, activating it now would take some work, but they have the components to totally bypass downtown Nogales, Arizona, and Nogales, Sonora, and make that more of a historic tourism center as the future plays out, and take the commerce off that central core and move it to the east.
Mike Hammond, thank you very much for talking with us. Mike, the president and CEO of PICOR Commercial Real Estate Services, talking about some very positive news. Most of the news always seems to be bad out of Sonora, but this is positive news about Puerta de Anza. Mike, thanks a lot, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City. The Rugg Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rugg Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rugg Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rugg Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rugg Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGGS.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, and I can make a recommendation, and I often do. If someone is looking for a certified financial planner, there's only one gentleman in town who I recommend, and it's Shelley Fishman, who happens to be with me in studio, and Shell has a big smile on his face. When the Dow goes over 100 points, the smile could be considered big on Shelley's. Below 100, it's a nice smile.
A moderate smile.
Yeah, a moderate smile, but he's got the big smile.
So what was my excuse for yesterday?
Yesterday, if you had been sitting here 24 hours ago, I don't think there would have been a smile.
No.
What happened yesterday?
Well, the Italians had an election, and it turned out to be less than conclusive in its outcome, and that got people in Europe really spooked, and you've got the sequester going on, Bill. You've got so much uncertainty, and I think, quite frankly, there has just been such a huge run-up in the first 6 or 7 weeks of the year that we were due for a pullback.
A settling down, if you will. So there was this pullback.
Yeah, and it was orderly. It was not a panic in any way. We had pretty good week the week before, and so yesterday was not a good day. Today we're recovering more than half of what we gave back yesterday, and there's this psychological ceiling of 14,000 that we thought maybe we had kind of landed north of, and it doesn't appear that ceiling wants to be broken just quite yet.
I just wonder, and we've talked about this before, Shelley Fishman, about the market building in news, impending news, the sequestration. I wonder if the street has already built that in.
I think
it's not going to happen. It is going to happen this Friday.
But it's fixable.
Okay.
And that they'll fix it between now and the time they have to
do the budget, do the cutting.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not all going to happen. Just because Friday comes around, it's not all going to happen Friday.
Right. If Friday passes without an agreement, I don't think the market will react. If March 31st, 30 days has September, April, June. Yeah. If March 31st right. Passes without a deal, then we have another flavor of a problem.
Yeah, because that is the budget. And then we're talking about government shutdown.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that need to happen.
Big things.
But most importantly is that continuing resolution that keeps funding the government till the end of the year.
For this quarter, though, you're still saying the first quarter is going to look pretty good.
Well, we're up 6.5%.
And shy of your 7% prediction?
No, well, my prediction for the year is actually twice that. It's 12.
I was last
You're thinking about last year's
prediction, which was very accurate.
Right.
Yeah.
So I really
You're
believe
You're in the double
that,
digits for this year, your prediction.
We're well on our way toward having a very, very good year. You take a look at housing prices. The news this morning and housing starts and sales, are just so positive that right now we have a real estate market that is finally contributing to the economy instead of dragging it down. The energy is there for the markets and the economy. We got some revised economic forecasts yesterday. They're now saying, and I think this is on the conservative side, that 2013 will be in the 2% GDP growth range, with 2014 in the 2.75, 3% range. I think it's going to be higher than that.
Shelley Fishman with us. This is the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley is a certified financial planner, and I like to compare what Shelley does to a fine winemaker.
Oh.
A winemaker tries to get the right mix of grapes and vintages and all that stuff. Well, Shelley kind of gets the right financial mix for every client.
I love this picture. I mean, people sometimes accuse me of drinking the Kool-Aid, but
now
I normally keep the wine until after
drinking
hours.
Drinking the wine. Yeah, that's after hours. But there is a certain amount of truth, isn't there not, Shelley, that you're looking for that right mix?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, just as I'm going to keep this metaphor going, you know, just as different people have different needs and preferences for wine, every individual who is doing their financial planning, every individual who has investment objectives is an individual, and one color or grape does not fit all.
Some like it dry, some like it sweet, but everyone has different tastes when it comes to wine or pretty much beverages in that particular manner. So the same goes for financial planning. If you're a younger person, say maybe you're in your 30s, you have different needs than someone who is a baby boomer.
Right. And we're all, even though we have individual needs, you know, we all live in an economic world. We all live in an economy that pretty much treats us the same. You know, when the economy is doing well and, you know, the rising tide lifting all ships, and when the economy is tanking, we all have some kind of problems. And the segue I'm trying to make is there's a new issue of Time magazine that I think it hit the stands, to the extent there are still stands, on Friday, and came in the mail, I think, on Saturday. And it's devoted to one subject and one subject only, and that's the cost of health care in this country. And you and I have spoken about mm-hmm. this so many times, that if we don't fix that, that our economy is going to be just stifled over the next decade or two, or maybe three.
It is the elephant in the room.
It really is.
It really is.
And Brill is the name of the reporter. He's worked on this thing for 7 months.
Wow.
He's been given 35,000 words in one edition of the magazine.
Whoa.
And it is a must-read for every American, whether you agree with him, disagree with him, whether you have different conclusions, whatever. He is so careful in really describing why our medical costs are as high as they are, and how that relates to costs around the world, that it's just, I believe, something that everybody should spend some time really, really coming to understand. Because unless we fix this problem of our medical costs being at 20% of our GDC instead of at 10% of our GDC, all the cost cutting and all the tax raising is not going to fix the problem.
It has to be fixed, and that will be the lingering issue for years to come, and hopefully we'll get a handle on it soon. And as we were talking about with that new development in Sonora, medical tourism is a huge area.
Right.
Huge.
Right. Well, what your guest was saying, and this whole idea of bringing commerce across the border, and realizing that our natural advantage as a community here in Southern Arizona is so inextricably linked to Mexico and the Mexican economy, that if we don't do this right, it's a shame.
Shelley Fishman, our guest on the Tuesday Moneymaker Report on the Buckmaster Show. You can hear Shelley at 20 minutes past the hour every Tuesday. And Shelley, what's the best way for people to reach you?
By going to the Buckmaster Show website.
BuckmasterShow.com. There's a link to Shelley. And once you hit the link, you've got all the information you need with Shelley's website, his phone number. And this man does answer phone calls, and he answers them promptly.
You bet.
Shelley, have a great week.
Thank you very much.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is telling Congress it's important not to cut the federal deficit too much while economic growth remains fragile. Bernanke testifying today before the Senate Banking Committee. Chuck Hagel apparently on his way to becoming the next Pentagon chief, perhaps as early as this afternoon. The Senate's voted to move ahead with Hagel's nomination for defense secretary, ending a Republican filibuster. Looks like another Republican governor, New Jersey's Chris Christie, has decided to implement a major slice of the president's health insurance overhaul. And Ohio prosecutors trying to show robbery and identity theft were the motives behind attacks 2 years ago that left three men dead after responding to phony job offers on Craigslist. The Dow's up 118 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday afternoon. This portion of Buckmaster presented by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Just 3.5 hours east of Tucson to one of America's top 100 arts communities. Silver City, with its rich history, galleries, and museums, including the finest collection of Mimbres pottery in the world at Western New Mexico University. There are plenty of great places to stay, including the Pinos Altos Cabins, Ridge Park RV Park, and Silver City KOA. For more information, log on to southwestnewmexico.org. This winter has been one of the most challenging in many years for desert gardeners. In January, we had a record 5 straight nights where the temperatures hovered in the lower 20s. Then last week, we had a pretty good snowfall. With us on the Buckmaster Show live line is the most knowledgeable person I know on the subject of plants and all green things, Phil Cedar. He's the host of the Desert Garden Show, sponsored by Green Things Nursery, where you can find Phil most days. His popular show here on KVOI is Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m., and then there's a Sunday afternoon version from 3 to 4 p.m. How are you, Phil?
Real good. Thank you, Bill.
Phil, hopefully, a lot of gardeners are hoping that Monday was the last freeze of the season when the temperature went down officially to 31. Last night, we did not hit the freezing mark officially. I believe we were at 33. You think that's about it now for the season?
Not really. The last average frost date is the 15th of March. So half of them occur after the 15th and half of them occur before the 15th. Here's the deal. We probably won't have a hard frost, though, because a hard frost has to be at 28 degrees. A lot more damage at 28 than ever at 32. Usually what you have is just peripheral damage at 32. And like the winter flowers have no problems. The only plants that I would be worried about right now is for people who try to get the jump on spring by buying tomatoes and peppers before they should come out. And everything else I wouldn't worry too much about.
Had a question from a viewer who did not want to go on the air. Phil, is it too late to start a vegetable garden from seed?
No. In fact, you can seed these things in after the 15th. The summer gardens start the 15th of March, and the winter gardens start the 1st of October. The winter gardens end up someplace around 95 degrees in May, so you don't start them this late in the year. If you want to put in some of the last winter garden available, lettuce and cabbage, things like that, broccoli, you can still buy the plants and put them in, but it's way too late to put seeds in for the winter gardens.
790-790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a gardening question for Phil Cedar, and a lot of people do have questions, Phil, this has been a very, very challenging winter. Have you ever seen one quite like this, Phil?
Well, the one 2 years ago was actually worse than this, because this year we got up into the 40s every day in those 5 days, where 2 years ago we got that one day that just barely crept above 32 degrees, and so it stayed below 32 essentially for the whole day and a half.
I was going to call you during that snowfall. I was so concerned about my geraniums outside, but the snowfall really didn't bother our gardens that much, Phil?
No, snow is an insulator. It actually works in your favor. The problem with frost is produced by the plant. The plant gets a degree or two colder than the air, and it draws the moisture out and freezes on the plant itself, and the whole plant's leaves get stiff, whereas snow just lands on it and insulates it. There was no risk of anything during the snow, except for having a crash because you're not driving the snow or something.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be out this weekend, Phil, doing trimming. I'd like to hear what you say about the bougainvillea. Lots of people have been holding off. It looks horrible. You've seen it at our home, and we've just got it up the sides of the wall, and it all looks dead. How much should we trim?
I wouldn't trim it for two more weeks, around the 15th. Here's what happens on bougainvillea, is it grows back from the bottom up, and in some cases, somebody's going to have more than half their plant's going to still be alive, and they're going to chop it down to 4 inches and lose half the plant. When it starts coming up, it'll take about 2 weeks to start putting its new growth out from the bottom to the top of where it's going to do it. And those things will start from the bottom up. Unless you just can't stand looking at that dead part of the plant, leave it alone for a couple weeks.
Phil Cedar is with us. Phil is taking your questions, 790-2040. Frank is with us on the Buckmaster Show. Frank, you're with gardener Phil Cedar. Go ahead. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi. She got the name wrong. It's Bob.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
That's okay. You know, I still have some deadwood on a 35-plus-year-old grapefruit tree. You know, the end twigs. And
right.
Now I'm going to have more. When is the best time to trim it?
Well, if you want to take off some dead parts right now, I've been telling people for a week to give these plants some sugar. They got a lot of bad damage to their leaves, and they have no ability to produce any food in their leaves. And they can use sugar in the form of just sugar, molasses, taro syrup, Coca-Cola, anything that has sugar in it, and these plants will start putting out some new growth. We don't really care much about the new growth. What we're trying to do is keep the plants alive, because many of these plants got, the whole plant got damaged, and it can't produce any food on it. So
going back to bougainvillea, got another question from a listener who did not want to go on the air. If the bougainvillea is coming back and you're seeing new growth already, is it time to trim?
No, that's what I'm talking about. See, you're going to start seeing this new growth in the next 2 weeks, but you won't know how far up it's going to go. I watched a plant here at the nursery, got new leaves 6 inches above what it was 2 days ago, just today. So we could have some bougainvilleas that are going to have 5 feet of growth, and some people are going to cut them off prematurely and take off 4 feet of the live part of the plant. So just leave them alone. If you've gone this far, leave it alone.
How about roses? Should they be trimmed by now?
They should have been trimmed in January, but if you haven't done it and you want roses this spring, you want to do it now. Get them done with, because they're gonna the big month for roses is going to be in April, and they got to be trimmed back in order to get new roses. They need to. Roses form on New Year's wood, not last year's wood.
Another question: a listener who did not want to go on the air. What about the critters who eat up all the plants? Is there a spray that can be put on the plant to keep the critters from eating your flowers?
I have a couple of sprays and granules that work. The one thing they don't always work on is javelinas, because javelinas don't always eat what they chew up. They just like to play games with it and throw it around your yard.
I've heard garlic powder dissolved in water is potent enough to keep the critters away.
It's supposed to keep out werewolves, too. I don't know if it works. I can tell you that this stuff is made from putrefied eggs that I have, and the rabbits won't eat it. and the deer won't eat it. When you got rabbits that won't eat something, it's pretty bad.
How about fruit trees right now? Do you recommend planting them?
You can plant all the fruit trees you want as far as deciduous fruits. If you want to plant an orange or any kind of citrus, wait two more weeks.
Okay, so for the gardening this weekend, you're saying hold off, even with the lantana cutting back, or is there anything?
Yeah, the lantana is going to make it. That's a pretty tough plant. I just like to say the plants that we call subtropicals, and the most common ones are citrus, lantana, bougainvillea, hibiscus, and red bird of paradise. If you can leave those guys alone and do the rest of your garden is fine, you can plant all the trees you want right now, all the shrubs, all the roses. The only ones you want to stick away from is those five plants I just talked about. And don't buy any tomatoes and peppers yet, not for a couple of weeks. And also, the summer annuals should not go out until the peppers and tomatoes do. Just about two more weeks.
And the verdict is still out on the Buckmaster hibiscus, which, as you know, Phil, is about 7 foot tall. It's had a really tough winter, but the branches still have flexibility in them, so I'm hoping it's going to make it.
They're going to come out the same way as the bougainvillea, from the bottom up. So leave them alone. Have you put any sugar on it at all?
Oh, yeah. I took your recommendation. A can of Coke. Put a can of Coke on it.
His name Mark, and he called your show. He's out in Vail. He's a very good guy. He's got about 30-some citrus. He's got leaves coming out everywhere on his citrus right now.
All right.
Call me on Sunday.
Phil Cedar, thank you very much. Phil at Green Things Nursery. Check him out. And, of course, his two shows, 7 a.m. Saturday and 3 p.m. Sunday.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Pushing toward 12:50 on this Tuesday afternoon. This is a message for all you pet owners. February is National Pet Dental Health Month. The Veterinary Specialty Center reminds you that if you're concerned about your pet's bad breath or dental health, you know what we're talking about, that doggy breath. Please come see their board-certified dentist at 4909 North La Cañada Drive in Tucson, 795-9955, or visit them on the web at vscot.com. That's Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. If you travel on Broadway between Country Club and Euclid, well, you will want a voice in the Broadway Improvement Project. You can attend an open house this Thursday night, 6 to 8:30. Meet the Citizens Task Force and Project Team. Learn more and ask questions and provide project feedback. The event will be at the Shrine Hall at 450 South Tucson Boulevard. Get more information at tucsonaz.gov/Broadway or call 622-0815. And Jen Burdick is with us. She is the City of Tucson Project Manager in charge of that Broadway Improvement Project. Jen, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Describe for me what's involved. What's the scope of the Broadway project?
As part of the RTA plan that was voted into place in 2006, the Broadway Euclid to Country Club Improvement Project is slated to widen the roadway to include new vehicle travel lanes, dedicated bus lanes, bike lanes, and sidewalks. And we're in that process right now of working with the task force to develop recommendations for how that cross-section and alignment should be. And of course, this project will shape how we travel, the roadways look and feel, the community character, the economics, and the future of Broadway as a gateway.
Yeah, because Broadway Boulevard is an iconic, that along with Speedway, kind of our two most famous roadways in Tucson. So a lot of people are very passionate about Broadway and yes, what's going to happen to it.
Absolutely. There's a lot of energy around it.
What's the funding, or where is the funding, Jen, coming from for this project?
The project budget overall is just under $72 million. About 60% of that comes from RTA funds, which is made up of the half-cent sales tax approved by voters in 2006. 35% comes from Pima County 97 transportation bonds, and the remaining 5% is a mixture of City of Tucson impact fees and regional transportation funds from Pima Association of Governments.
And the construction is slated at this point to begin
2016.
The latter part of 2016.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Jen Burdick is with us, City of Tucson's Department of Transportation Project Manager. She's in charge of the Broadway Roadway Improvement Project between Euclid and Country Club. This project, Jen, has a long history. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes, that it does. It originally began in 1987 with a transportation study. This was done as part of an overall feasibility analysis of whether or not infrastructure investment should be made for light rail. And at the time, the plan was approved by Mayor and Council to widen Broadway from Euclid to Camino Seco to 6 travel lanes, 2 dedicated bus lanes, and essentially 150-foot right-of-way alignment. And so this segment that we're looking at is really the last segment of Broadway improvements, and that's what we're looking at right now.
Does the possibility exist for a narrower roadway? Some would advocate for that. Could that be selected in this area, Jen?
Yes, we have been given the opportunity to look at this with current data, with current experts, to looking at everything from today's perspectives to make sure that what we put in place is appropriate. And so there is that opportunity to look at a narrower cross-section if it does meet the user's needs.
The Citizens Task Force, really important in this process. What is their role at this point, Jen, with this project?
We are lucky that we have 13 incredibly talented and committed individuals that represent a spectrum of interests, including neighborhood interests, business interests, regional planning and transportation, special needs, alternate modes. We've been meeting with them since June, and their role is to continue to work with our project team for 18 to 24 months and develop, with our public participation process, recommendations on what the roadway design should be and where it should be placed.
We're going to go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Jen, I'm going to ask you to slip on the headset so you will be able to hear Josh, who has a question for Jen Burdick. Go ahead, Josh.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Doing well. Thanks for calling.
My question was, is I voted for the RTA. Basically, I live on the northeast side. I wanted the Houghton, the Houghton winding and the east-west corridor, including Broadway. And now you're saying that Broadway might be reduced, but we couldn't stop anything else. We couldn't stop the streetcar, but we can stop Broadway from being six lanes. That's what I voted for.
Okay. Thanks, Josh. Go ahead, Jen.
We certainly understand the concern about in implementing what the voters have approved, and we recognize that this Broadway project is an anomaly in many respects, given the long history of its plan with the six travel lanes and two dedicated bus lanes. What we're looking at really is just what's appropriate for this two-mile segment, and I think that we are very clear, both the task force and all of the project team, that we need to take everyone's perspective into this process. And so your voice and your concerns are really important for us to hear. And we encourage those who have similar concerns or issues to come to our Thursday night meeting and help express that perspective.
What's going to happen, Jen, at that Thursday night meeting at the Shrine Hall, 450 South Tucson Boulevard?
We'll have a brief presentation at 6:15 in which I'll introduce the project, and then our task force members will introduce themselves at 6:30. From 7 to 8, we'll have information stations in sort of an open house style meeting format. You'll get to meet with the task force members and project team members, ask questions about the information compiled to date, what plans we have for the future in the rest of this process. And then at 8:30, the task force members will conclude the meeting by stating their sort of overall impressions and things that they heard throughout the evening.
Is this the first of several then public meetings?
Correct. This is only the second community-wide meeting that we will have had to date. We expect another 3 to 4.
Okay, let's see if we can work in one more call here for Jen. Toby, you're with Jen Burdick. Go ahead.
Hi, Jen. I wondered what you thought about the fact that this plan's been on the books for 25 years, and then some council members are kind of acting surprised and enraged that, there's any kind of widening being planned along that corridor. It seems like they're kind of pandering to the special interest groups along the corridor.
Sure. Certainly has a history, doesn't it, Jen?
Yes, it does. Well, the important part of this process, and that's why in planning and design you have a public participation process, and that is kind of in most construction projects the point in time in which you get most public participation and input and feedback. That's what we're going through right now, and so we will certainly use that to help inform the roadway design as we move forward.
And again, the open house, Jen, thank you very much, by the way, for being with us today. Thanks a lot. I'll go over this information once again about the open house. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The open house is this Thursday night, 6 to 8:30. The Citizens Task Force will be there, and that is at the Sabar Shrine Hall, 450 South Tucson Boulevard. There is more information available at tucsonaz.gov/Broadway or 622-0815. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show. We provide a bottle of Culligan water to all of our in-studio guests. They like Culligan water, and Culligan water, why wouldn't you like it? It simply tastes better at offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. That's going to wrap it up for the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Coming up this afternoon, it's the John C. Scott Show. John is on from 3 to 5 here on KVOI, Monday through Friday. Then tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. We'll be back with you on the Buckmaster Show tomorrow at 12:04, and we'll have another jam-packed show for you. Dr. Victoria Mazes from the Center for Integrative Medicine will be our lead interview. Then Dr. Robert Glennon, the UA Law Professor and water expert, why the Great Lakes are at historic lows. We'll find out tomorrow. Have a good afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.